This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Monday, November the 30th, it's the DJV program. Hi, a little sugar and spice here. Sugar could be Jennifer, spice could be Victoria. I don't know why that tickled me. I just thought of that as I sat down.
Are we your elves?
Yes, right. Well, you
could
be.
Watching a lot of Hallmark movies, though. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. You're everywhere. All the...
It's amazing. Well, those things can make you suicidal, by the way. If you... You've been having a year. I don't know how I can. There's something like, I don't know, maybe masochistic about me watching these movies this weekend. But like six, I think I watched like six Hallmark movies while I was decorating and just doing stuff. And yeah, they all, it's, I mean, we all know it's the same storyline. But boy, if you don't like, if you don't have a failing business and have the love of your life standing underneath like a ball of mistletoe at the end, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you.
What kind of a life are you living?
I don't know what kind of problems you're having.
Wow, exactly. The doors.
Oh, and there has to be snow. And snow, like, magically, like, out of the forecast.
Right. Yeah. Every one of them. All of those shows. I haven't watched one of those movies for a long, long time. I tell you, I was watching the show Undone on HBO.
I think you mean funny. The Undoing.
Undoing.
Undoing, yeah, right, exactly, that too. It's funny because things, I'm not a TV, I have a couple of shows that I really like to watch. Chicago PD, Blue Bloods, and the All Rise, and there are, you know, a few others you come across, but if you actually devote yourself to sitting down and watching the show, and then you sort of fiddle around if you have time and see what else is there, and I must admit about a month and a half ago when this all started, I came across on HBO this show. And it shows, it stars Hugh Grant and
Nicole Kidman.
And they're both playing roles that they are not used to playing, I would say that. Hugh Grant, very different in this. And I must say that although you thought really deep down under that he was the bad guy, you wanted, in a way, not to think he was a bad guy.
Don't spoil. Right? Yeah.
No, right. Okay. All right, so here we go. Back into the reality of...
Well, because this is kind of a new thing. Aren't people just getting into this right now? I saw a lot of people watching on Instagram this weekend.
Yeah. Really? They were watching on Instagram?
Kelly Ripa was all freaked out during it this weekend.
Oh, because of the show, you mean?
Right, posting about it.
Oh, okay. So how do you keep people from not giving it away, though? When you get right down to it.
People like you need to zip it. It's pretty simple.
It's not really all that hard. You can show your reaction. You can say, wow, what a show. Without,
all right. You know. So how many stay-at-home orders are there around the country beside in L.A. County? Is that it? Or are
San Francisco has one. I know that. But I don't know who else.
All right. So what happens? What do you have to do?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Just, it can't end all the joy from your life. Just suck it all out. All right. So here's what you have to do. These are county restrictions that are going to be implemented through December the 20th. So restaurants, breweries, and wineries, they have been shut down. So they've already shut down outdoor dining. They say it's because you're risking transmitting the disease. They have no science, by the way. The city of Pasadena is the only one that has its own health department that's decided to allow outdoor dining to continue. So restaurants only open for pickup and delivery and takeout. And if you have a winery or a brewery, you can have retail sales only at a 20% occupancy. Other businesses, libraries and museums, essential retail is limited to 35%. Non-essential retail, including indoor malls, 20% capacity. Personal care services like salons, tattoos, massage parlors at 25% capacity. Services can only be appointment only, and you have to have facial coverings inside. Libraries, 20% capacity. Fitness centers only operating outdoors. The gyms have not been open since March in California.
Yeah.
Museums, galleries, zoos, aquariums, botanical gardens at 50% capacity. Mini golf, batting cages, go-kart.
Oh, damn. Racing, I can't 50%. Go play mini golf?
Ah. Wait, Alex, this is crazy. What is wrong with playing mini golf?
Of course. What is wrong with playing mini golf? What's wrong with going to a botanical garden?
Right.
It's all outdoors.
This shows you
nuts.
How stupid they are out there. Okay. So,
and by the way, they've closed outdoor playgrounds. They're inaccessible.
Miles and I can't go to the playground this weekend?
Right.
Next weekend?
Right. Wow. Drive-in movies, parades, car events, those
can
are
we even walk
all the
down the street?
Yeah,
right.
All of the activities that have been deemed safest.
Right,
that's the reason that it's such a mess out
it's
there
crazy.
Because these people are stupid.
Garcetti
is an ignoramus.
No gatherings except
worse.
For protests and outdoor church services. That's
okay, good for him. So I saw a couple of things. I wasn't paying attention. The John Voight thing with Angelina Jolie. Voight has long. Well, there's a Jan. Voight is Angelina Jolie's father, and they've long been estranged. They have good times and bad times. They're up and they're down. Right, exactly. So, in my mind, Voight is one of the best actors, one of the great character actors of this era. Frankly, I think he can play almost anything. One of the roles that I've liked him in best was Enemy of the State. You remember that Hackman? And Will Smith, it's a fabulous movie. If you've never seen it, watch it. It's just a fabulous, all three of those guys. But Voight's, his expressions, his facial expressions, and he's sort of, because he's a big, tall guy, he brings a lot to the table. Anyway, I remember seeing him in one of those Shatner cowboy or horse things. Remember when he was there one year, Jennifer, when I was there? Remember that? Anyway, so he is all about Trump, and he's talking about how the country's going to go to hell if Trump isn't president, and it's the end of the road for us because Biden's no good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then Angelina Jolie sort of changes that. So or she approached it in a way that wasn't supportive of what her father said. I think I'm being kind. So the news media just absolutely gangbusts on Voight. I mean, it was like, it was so obvious what was going on.
There's nothing new about his political views.
No.
She has clashed with him before about his political views.
But
so there's nothing new.
You'd think that this guy was a demon, the demonic demon of all time, to read the stuff that has been said about him. It is so ridiculous, and it just highlights how this the imbalance, if you will, in the news media, one side versus the other. And so we were talking earlier about trying to bury the hatchet and let's move on and stuff like that. I don't know. When I see stuff like this, it just really bothers me. I know he's had a lot to say about California politics as well.
Oh, she'd run for governor.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. I think he's about my age, though. How old is he? I think he's about my age. Somewhere in there. Maybe a little older.
I don't know, but he seems like he's in good shape still. So
yeah,
I got to meet him.
He's a tall, lanky guy.
He's 81, so I guess he is up there.
Is he 81? My God, I didn't think he was that old.
Run for governor.
Wow. Uh-huh. All right, so the election claims continue. The real characters are saying, well, is he going to be half? I saw one caricature of him being carried out on a stretcher from the White House.
He was on TV over the weekend. He did his, and you're talking to he, as President Trump, was
Trump.
On with
yeah.
Maria Bartiromo and said, you, people know better than that. I'm not going to be.
She loves him, by the way.
Well, yeah, she might, and maybe that's the only place he can go
does.
Right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, she asked her, is this true? Are you going to be carried out of the White House? He goes, people know better than that. Of course not. And he actually said that on Thanksgiving when he met with military families and had an address for the military on Thanksgiving at the White House. And people were like, are you going to be leaving? And he said, you know, don't speak to me like that. I'm the president. I'm going to be leaving if I lose this. We have court challenges. Here's what I've got. And you'll know. You're not going to carry me out. I think that is so ridiculous, the caricature that people post of him. Like he's
you know what he said, Jennifer, that I think is so
evil
true?
Evil idiot.
The whole world is watching and laughing at our process. I think he's so right about that. It is ridiculous. And how we've let ourselves get into this whole It's really crazy. A couple of murders over the weekend, weren't there? Didn't I see some?
More than a couple.
What was going
Chicago's
on?
Chicago's up to 700 homicides.
This
Los
year.
Angeles is well over 300. These are record-breaking numbers. In L.A., we haven't had 300 homicides in, I think, at, by this point in the year, by, I think, 15, 20 years. It's been a long time.
Do you think that Fauci, I asked this of the two of you, still has the, we were talking earlier about Burks, but what about Fauci? Does he still have the panache, the credibility? Are people still
Depends
listening?
Depends who you ask. I mean, Trump has pretty much, you know, gone after him. So if you're on the right, you know, you think
you know,
that...
I actually have a different perspective. I don't, that's not political. I just think that doctors like Fauci, I don't know that he's good or bad, and I don't know what he owns or where his interests are and all of that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stories around there about him. But what I will say that is this, and that is that doctors and scientists speak from the science and they don't consider anything else. We need someone who's considering the science and the economy, and we need to have someone who's actually considering everything. Because, as you know, when you go to your doctor and something's wrong with you, they're going to tell you to do X, Y, and Z, and you have to figure out how to make your own real life work with that, right? If you can follow your doctor's orders to the T, or if you're going to do the best that you can. And I think what we're missing is someone who's considering both the science and the economy, because it seems like people are considering one or the other, and they're not thinking about both things, and that's a problem.
Yep, well put. 17 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program. All right, the program now brought to you in part by Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. People say to me, why do you always spell the sponsor? Because I think it helps you put in your mind what this, I think there's an image of words, at least for me. That's the way I'm a word person. So when I hear a word, it means something to me. Navage is an interesting, Victoria, it just sounds interesting, the name of the product. If you want a clean nose and a healthy life, because one goes with the other, especially now, in the era that we're in, you got to clean your nose. There are allergies, for sure. A lot of nasal and sinus congestion anyway at this time of year. Well, this is the natural way. That's why they're here on this program, because that's all I'll talk about. Natural products, no drugs involved. They give you complete relief from sinus. And if you don't believe me, listen to Victoria, who's had this story over the weekend and had quite a result of her experience with Navage. So now you're a new person.
Right? I feel like, well, I certainly do feel like that. I mean, I've been a neti pot user for a long time because I just have very wonky sinuses. And the neti pot can be kind of messy. And sometimes it doesn't really feel like it's working as much as I need it to. And Navage, it does, it takes all of the guesswork out of it. You stick it right up your nostrils. One side shoots the water through and the other sucks it right out. It's no mess. You don't have to do anything. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, it's if you go to Navage.com, you can see all of the various and sundry ways to use it. It's the only, though, take my word for it, this is the world's only nose cleaner that has powered suction. You'll breathe more clearly, you will sleep much better, and you'll feel healthier all the way around. So go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Look, they have it's a fabulous website. I went there nosing around this morning just to see sort of what I can see. There's lots of information there.
Nosing around?
Nosing around. Yes, you got that thing. I hear what you're doing here. Good. Well, it's nice to know that Victoria's paying attention. Anyway, Navage.com. Clean your sinuses, clean the breathing, that whole breathing system that you have in your head. Get it cleaned out. Clean nose, healthy life, Navage.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Get amazing prices on must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like laptops, perfect for upgrading your home office or online classroom.
And now at Staples, save up to $280 on laptops, like the HP Pavilion with i5 processor for just $349.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, I meant to get to this earlier, but now is as good a time as ever, as any time, I guess, Victoria. This is the DJV program. Doug Stefan, Victoria Keelan, Van the Man, and Eric Clapton. The two of them are collaborating, but they're also taking heat. Did you see this? How they were, both of them have taken some interesting shots at political realities. They're both pretty independent characters. They don't like masks and stuff. And so
I don't know that about Clapton. Van Morrison has been very vocal, you know, like just
he's always,
stop the lockdown and all this other stuff. And he's been called irresponsible by the health minister of Northern Ireland and the UK. And so I don't know. I don't know really where Clapton stands on this, other than the fact that he's doing a charity single. Because they're raising money for musicians who are out of work. So I think that's kind of where Clapton has landed on this. I don't know that he's like an anti-mask guy.
So he shouldn't be, but he has been. Whether he should be, he needs to step up and say, you know, I don't agree with Eric on this. Apparently the two have been friends for a long, long time, and that says something, because Van Morrison really doesn't have any friends. Bottom line.
Yeah.
So the song, they collaborated on a song called Stand and Deliver, which will arrive in the stores on the 4th, that's this Friday, and it supports Morrison Save Live Music. That's a big campaign for a lot of, you know, he wants to go back out on the road again. I think he's, what, 84 or something? How old is Van Morrison? No spring chicken, anyway.
I don't think he's that old.
He's pushing, he's got to be pushing 80, I think, pretty close
to 75.
75, really? That's a little old. Anyway, his Stand and Deliver follows three previously released songs that he's written against the worldwide lockdown, with Born to be Free, which is what you're listening to now. There's another one, As I Walked Out, and No More Lockdown. Morrison accuses the government of England of taking our freedom away. The songs drawn criticism, as Victoria was mentioning. He said, quote, I don't know where he gets his facts. That's what we're talking about, the minister, the health minister of Northern Ireland. I know the emotions are on this, but I would say this sort of messaging is dangerous. Well, I guess it depends on your definition of dangerous. This guy is a quirky, anti-everything kind of a guy anyway. Maybe that's why I like him so much. Proceeds from all this benefiting Morrison's Lockdown Financial Hardship Fund, supporting musicians who've suffered a lot of difficulty during this last 6-8 months. Clapton says there are many of us who support Van and his endeavors to save live music. He is an inspiration. We must stand up and be counted because we need to find a way out of this mess. The alternative isn't working, isn't worth thinking about, he says. Live music might never recover. I think that's maybe, as you said,
I don't think that's true at all. I think as soon as people get vaccinated, I think that's the first thing people will do.
I think you're right.
Is run out to a concert. Yeah.
Get out.
Now, it doesn't help the musicians and the union people and the stage crews. It doesn't help them now.
No.
Which is why I do support him raising money for this. I don't really support his message because I think that we know that masks do work. So, and PPE works. So, I don't know. But I understand what he's doing, and I hope it does make a difference for a lot of lives.
Yeah. All right, moving on now, 26 after the hour. George Harrison, of all the post-Beatles undertakings, George Harrison was especially fond of All Things Must Pass. Came out in 1970, triple LP. I think it was the first thing that came out after the Beatles broke up. It was really a nice experience making the album because I was really a bit paranoid, Harrison said a few years later. I remember having those people in the studio and thinking, God, these people are so fruity. I'd play it to them and they'd say, wow, great, that's a great song. I'd say, really? You really like it? And then I realized it was okay. For the album's 30th anniversary in 2000, Harrison oversaw a new mix of My Sweet Lord. Now, to commemorate the 50th anniversary, good Lord, this song is 50 years old. Hey, moldy oldie, goody goldies, my rusty rack of wrinkled records. So, what they're going to do, they've got a new mix of the title track of All Things Must Pass. This is something that came together in the early 70s, just as the Beatles collapsed. Harrison had actually been the first Beatle to release a solo album. So anyway, his first proper solo album, Harrison recruited Phil Spector to do some of the tracks, the wall of sound and all that sort of thing. I think the music sounds a little like that. Harrison also had Ringo involved in it, and Eric Clapton, other members of Derek and the Domino Group, Phil Collins was involved, Billy Preston. So anyway, All Things Must Pass. George Harrison, God love him. It's 28, actually 29 after the hour.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot and I'm made of snow. It's really KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. You never really stop riding in your mind. Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy, with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And now, for a limited time, get 50% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls for less this year at Staples.
Shop in store or order online.
Ends 12/5/20. Limit one. Visit staples.com/holidaycards or store for details.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back again in your ear, in your head, with you in your life. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here with me as we look at our portfolio of stories. You can imagine that the business about the vaccine, I think, and all of the COVID-related stories are number one. I got a kick out of seeing the mayor of Denver. His name is Mr. Hancock. Avoided travel. Well, he said to his constituents, you should not travel. Stay home for Thanksgiving. And then he took a trip.
Where'd he go?
His family is someplace else. He took a flight somewhere. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that, why bother? Why do we even look up to these? Why do we put these people on pedestals? They are no different. It's kind of like putting an actor on a pedestal. Oh, he's the mayor of Denver.
When you vote someone in office, there's a responsibility that goes with
that.
Yeah,
but they become
glory. And I don't think we're not deifying people. We're holding them accountable for what
we
elected them to do.
Yeah, yes. I thought it was interesting that Alex Trebek had taped he knew he was dying, so he taped a Thanksgiving message that aired on Jeopardy on Thanksgiving Day. Did you see that? His final words were,
I heard about
it. Keep the faith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the faith.
Well, the governor of Colorado and his husband, they both have the virus, so I don't think they traveled anywhere. They were kind of trying to get everybody to stay home.
Yeah, well, not a bad idea. All right, so now the question comes, Victoria, on why the Brits have the vaccine first and we are second or wherever we are. Everybody is asking the same question. I have not heard a reasonable answer to it yet. Maybe you can find one. I asked you off the air, and we've been, you know, sort of back and forth. I mentioned it over the weekend a number of times. What's the magic of December 10th? They all know the vaccine will work, and it has been approved, but the final okay doesn't come till the 10th. Why?
I don't know.
The Brits have it now, and they're going to start using it next week. So what's the magic about December 10th and having people wait that much longer to get into the queue?
I don't know. They're starting this week with in hospitals with certain
frontline workers.
Frontline workers. Yeah, in Britain. So they have the thing is that's interesting. They on Sunday they announced that they had secured 2 million more doses on top of what they've already purchased. So
Pfizer. They bought it all from Pfizer, I think.
Yeah, they'll obviously the UK is much smaller than the US. They've had 60,000, almost 60,000 deaths, though, from the virus. So
they have about 60-some-odd million people who live on the island.
They were hit the hardest of any of the European countries. But we also know Boris Johnson had it pretty bad. He was in the hospital for a while. But, you know, they were so slow to shut things down, they were really far behind, which is why their numbers were the worst. So they've agreed to buy more than 350 million doses from 7 different producers. So they from Moderna, which of course is in your neck of the woods, they've agreed to purchase 5 to 7 million doses of Moderna that will cover 3.5 million people. And then the Moderna vaccine is going to be, I guess it's going to arrive in the next few weeks. So they expect it to be on hand. The other two vaccines, the Pfizer one and the German firm BioNTech, and then the other one by Oxford University, which was in conjunction with AstraZeneca, they're being assessed right now in the final stage of rollout. And then Britain ordered 40 million of the Pfizer one and 100 million doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca one. So they're basically stockpiling on all these different types of vaccines. And it sort of sounds like it's a little bit experimental. It says depending on how effective they are, they're going to probably have a whole bunch of different ones and maybe some trial and error. But, it looks like starting this week and then December 7th, they feel like that's when they said they're going to start rolling out the Pfizer shot.
Right. So we're fully behind that. We have December 10th as the date the FDA says they will approve it for general use. On the 11th, pretty much every doctor, anybody who's working in healthcare, is going to be in line to get the first shots. That'll be on the 11th.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks after that, supposedly teachers, people who work in educational institutions, that sort of thing, are going to get it. And then people that are my age who are vulnerable get it around the first or second week of January. I know that's what I've been told. I will get my first shot, and I am going to do it.
If things go quickly, you might end up that date of January that could be moved up into December.
Yeah,
it might be. The UK plan, they're starting with frontline healthcare workers, which makes sense. Nursing home residents, which also makes sense.
Yeah,
and then anyone over 80 is the next group, and then they have a tier that goes all the way down until everyone over 18. Has been inoculated. That's their plan.
Sometime, supposedly around the beginning of spring. So, and then you look at these different groups. I thought it was interesting. The grocery workers, the retail workers unions, are demanding companies reinstate hazard pay. Did that happen? Was it earlier in the season of COVID that grocery workers and some of the retail workers, I think they got extra pay, didn't they, early on?
It depends on what state you were in, because they've been waiting for the Heroes Act to be passed and to have that money that's just sitting there.
There's a lot of money that's still sitting around. Yeah, there's a lot of money.
Mnuchin moved. I want to say it's $650 billion. He moved it to a different fund, I think, over to the GSA or something, and he got criticized for that, essentially saying like, okay, well, you're moving this money, so now Congress has to release it. And it can't just be fast-tracked, so I don't know. He said it wasn't political, but you never know. I mean,
yeah, never
I don't know.
So here we are looking at the numbers. And the official count, the number of deaths, has dropped in the last week or so. The stats would suggest that 1.4, I think, of every 100 new cases, I think about 1.5 deaths occur. And one of the things very interesting about this, Victoria, is it's a definitive 3-week process. Once you get it, if you're going to die, you're dead in 3 weeks. That's pretty much what the stats show. Mm-hmm. And the people who are dying, once again, I take exception to people who say, yep, they died of the pandemic, they died of the COVID. If you look at really what, and I've gotten this from Jack, from the cardiologist that I'm seeing, from all the people who were involved when I had my TIA in September, I've asked them all about this stuff, including the thoracic guy that I saw a couple of weeks ago to have my annual checkup on my lungs. And he said that pretty much without exception, he gave me one exception, which is the postal worker who was 43. Remember I talked about him? He couldn't figure out why the guy died. It just, you know, there was nothing wrong with the guy. And then 3 weeks after he got
there, younger people who are popping up in their 30s who have died from it, and they were healthy. They don't know why.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
You know, if you use the, I don't like the word scary, but that is kind of frightening.
Scary. Yeah.
When somebody gets it and there are no underlying conditions, and then the doctors can't figure out what it was that killed them. I mean, for the most part, across the most of the cases out of 3,000 that we've had here, the doctors all, and this fellow that I saw a couple of weeks ago, his name is Nitzberg, very good. I love the guy. He's very good. He's got a cute son named Miles. We're always talking about our offspring. He said to me, because he was in charge of the ICU during all of this and still spends 1 week a month now in the ICU, he said every single person, hundreds and hundreds of people died. And they died because they had COVID, but they didn't die because of it. They died because they had all these underlying factors that we've been talking about all the way along. And then he said there was this postal guy who died, and we don't know why he died. But he says, I can tell you that every other person who died of the hundreds and thousands that went through our hospital, they all died because they had compromised immune systems. They were weak because they didn't eat their system. They smoked a lot and they had diabetes or they had some other issue, COPD. They had issues before, and COVID just sped up the fact that they died. They were on a fast track to dying anyway, and it's just this made it faster. And that's, I guess, that kind of speaks to what the whole thing is. So I said, what's the real number? He says, I don't know. So, you know, I think all of this stuff is just, it's posturing as much as anything else. The fact is that you stay, you know, New York City apparently is going to reopen their elementary schools. They have in Rhode Island. They have here in Massachusetts and Colorado and, you know, the only place
they seem to be. The private schools are still open, and public schools are the ones that have been shut down. And I just read something over the weekend that across the country, depending on where you are, if you're in a harder hit area in whatever state you're in, that public school enrollment has dropped tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
And parents are either sending kids to private school or they're
homeschooling.
Yeah. But in most cases, they're sending them to private school because private schools stayed open.
Yeah.
And parents say that the kids need to get out of the house. They need to be in school.
Well, in Los Angeles, that wasn't an option. I think we talked, Megan and I talked about maybe scratching up some money and getting Miles to go to a private school because we wanted him to have that first experience and be with his friends and stuff. And it didn't work because they didn't open him up. So now he, with everybody else in Los Angeles, is learning using the computer. I posted, what a hot ticket. So he's learned how to use his mother's iPhone, at least to do FaceTime. So when he calls me to do FaceTime, he says, Gramps, look at this. And he starts pushing the button, and he's getting such a kick out of taking a picture of either me or himself. So, you know, the funny thing about it, he's teaching me, so I didn't know you could take a still picture while you're on FaceTime.
Yeah, screenshot.
Right. So he's teaching me how to do that. And so he says, look, and he takes a picture of himself. So I posted that picture of him on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. If you, I see, he just look, he's just looking at me and talking. And I just, I, the caption was all about the experience of having him teaching me how to use this thing. I don't know, I got a kick out of it. Also posted on my Facebook page, and I don't think I did it on the DJV, I did it on the Eastleigh Farm site, a picture of one of my Farmall M's in Christmas lights. Maybe I should put it over on the DJV site as well, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Every year at Christmas time, we have on
and
the
what
farm...
what is it? You have a farm animal in Christmas lights?
No, no, it's the, a Farmall M tractor.
Oh, you didn't say the T word, so yeah.
No,
that's...
I didn't say tractor. Farmall M's are the standard, the early standard, and the one I have is only 1 year younger than I am. I have a 73-year-old Farmall M, and that's the one that the lights are on mm-hmm. this year, so I'll post that, and you can see it.
Very cute.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think we have to do what we can do to try to be normal. I went into, we have a country store on the farm, and yesterday somebody posted that they didn't feel safe on the farm because the workers didn't have masks on. Well, the workers are me and one other person, and we are way away from the store. Like, if we're even there, we're 1,000 feet away, hundreds of feet away from them. And, you know, they were driving through the barnyard, and there's a big sign that says, barnyard closed. And they drive around the sign to go look at the animals. So look at, you know, I have very little sympathy for people like that.
Don't trespass and then say you don't like the conditions.
Right. Exactly. See you and take a hike there. This has been Thanksgiving weekend. We've all got a lot of great stories to tell. I'm sure that you ate. Hopefully you had comfort. A lot of comfort foods at Thanksgiving, for sure. Is there a more comfortable food than turkey? I'm just trying to think about what's an and pie and mashed potatoes. Are there? I mean, think
all of it, the gravy,
stuffing,
everything.
Those are comfort foods. So you ate more, put on a couple more. I got on the scale and I'm a couple of pounds heavier than I was. I was heading in the right direction for a while. Now I just have to stop. And so I'm going to, I take Calitrin actually twice a day, take it in the morning and I take it at night, more because there are other benefits that come from it. Just losing weight isn't the only thing that happens when you get on the Calitrin program. What I also like to tell people about is the private sessions that you can have. There are group call-in question and answers. There's a counselor available for you if you would like to have some help at toploss.com. So that's one of the many reasons that you should choose Calitrin to get rid of the weight. And they got a special Thanksgiving thing that's going on right now as far as buying the product. Elizabeth Miller, who has become quite a good friend through all of this, she works for the company, but she started by going on the program. She was heavy and she lost a weight and she got so enthusiastic about it, they hired her. And so that's what goes on. Everybody is enthusiastic that I know of who's been on Calitrin and lost the weight. Don't have to do crash dieting, no drugs involved whatsoever, no stimulants. You will see results. It takes you about 45 days to get in. And the program, by the way, there's a guarantee, the 45-day guarantee. If you're not satisfied after that much time, happy to give you your money back. But you will be, because you'll see the results. And there are all kinds of clinical studies that prove Calitrin works. So go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out. Save money on shipping and the product. DJV code at toploss.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Vader Death March starts us on Movie Moments for this Monday on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments, as he normally is with Victoria and Doug. So this, when it came on in the films, no matter what the film was, the Death March, the Vader March, would always portend the arrival of the dastardly Darth Vader. So some sad news for those who are fans of that character, right, Chucker?
Well, yeah, David Prowse, who was in the suit of Darth Vader, not in every film, but in the earlier films, passed away this weekend at the age of 85. I remember seeing, I went to a convention many years ago, like 20 years ago in New York City. He was there signing autographs. I got to tell you, there was not much activity at his booth, though. Yeah, not really. I mean, people knew he was the suit, but people looked at Darth Vader as James Earl Jones because that is the voice. I guess the intention originally was for him to do both, and I'm not 100% sure of that, but I guess they
his voice didn't happen.
His voice didn't happen.
Did you know that he had George Lucas had found him? He was a bodybuilder in England, apparently.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Did some PSA spots, or he was somewhat visible, and so he was big, tall, 6'6" guy, and so Lucas said to him, "You can play Chewbacca, or you can play Darth Vader." And he said, okay. "People always remember the bad guys." So that's what I want to play.
Both would have been pretty good, though.
Yeah, I mean, they remember both of those characters. Yeah. So, well, by the way, where are we in the next installment? We have the TV show going on now. But
the Mandalorian, built Disney Plus. I don't know where we are. I know they've talked about a few spin-off films. I don't know about continuing the original arc. I don't know where they stand. I know they cut back on some of the ones they wanted to do because they felt the franchise a little bit overexposed, and like the Han Solo movie didn't perform as well as they would have liked. So a lot of the spin-off ones they sort of put the kibosh on.
Oh, so they're not. There won't be like a Lando Calrissian spinoff.
I don't know. I think a lot of them, for now, not going to materialize until I guess things sort of play out. I have a feeling like The Mandalorian for Disney Plus are going to do a lot of Star Wars property type shows for streaming more than theatrical. They will do theatrical, but not as much. I think I have a feeling streaming is going to be much more prominent in terms of Star Wars than.
Well, we're obsessed with Mandalorian. It is so good.
But I don't have Disney Plus, so maybe that's why I haven't seen it.
It is just, oh my God, it's so well done. And we just watched a documentary of the behind the scenes of how they make it, and it's right. Seven different directors working together. Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, is one of them. Yeah, it's just so well done. We just saw the first Jedi. I mean, it's awesome.
And it's not like an old school TV budget. I mean, they're putting.
Oh, it's like watching a movie. You know, it's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Great.
Wow. All right, so box office totals for the weekend. There were a couple of... There's that Vermeer movie.
There was some headway here. Yeah. The animated movie, The Croods, A New Age, voiced by Ryan Reynolds and Emma Stone, actually did 9.7 over the weekend and $17 million since opening on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving actually had a $4.6 million day. I would have to believe that's the biggest day, one day, since the corona pandemic here in the United States. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, it's
okay.
Obviously not what they want, but...
No, but it's an improvement.
It does show that some people did go to the movie. Second movie was Freaky, the horror comedy with Vince Vaughn, $770,000 weekend. Woolworth Grandpa, $643,000.
That's still out there.
I mean, that's not the catering bill at a lunch at the studio, but those are... You know, the numbers.
So what about this? Well, there's a movie about the Vermeer picture that I didn't get the chance to see.
It's not done well. We booked it at our theater.
Vermeer the painter?
It has not done well.
Yeah, it's about the World War II, stuff that
the people who've seen it really dig the film.
Yeah, it looks like
one other bit of box office news, Tenant has done $300 million worldwide. Really needed to do $500 million to break even or make a couple
bucks. Well, they haven't pulled the plug, though. They're still playing,
no,
right?
And it just hit streaming. It's just going to make some money there. I said this last week, but according to more reports, it does appear that Godzilla vs. Kong, which is a big studio movie over Universal, Warner Brothers, will most likely play on HBO Max and not get a theatrical release.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all right. I don't want to. I'm not losing any sleep about that.
Not your type of movie anyway, Doug.
Yeah, I'm not going to be standing in line. You will be. You probably see it three times a day for a week. You like that stuff?
I don't know about that.
Chuck Curry, one of the most likable characters I know.
Thank you, Doug.
Here on the DJV program in Movie Moments. Victoria and Doug signing off for this hour. It's 59 past the hour.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.